Kevin, you said last night that you'd never been to Houston, you'd been to Dallas, and of course, a lot of fans are forgiving you for that. But what are your thoughts rolling into Houston today?
It was a great experience, you know, just coming in, and, you know, I was excited to come in and check out the facilities and, you know, meet everybody again, and, you know, it was a great experience coming in and coming in here for the first time.
I know there's been some talk of your slender build, but you never, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think you ever missed a game due to injury. Is that correct? And how important is that to you?
It's very important. I mean, you know, I'm a competitive person. I'm going to try and go out there and play.
Kevin, what's the most exciting part about being a Houston Texan right now?
Just being a part of the of a great organization, and you know, it's been a lifelong dream to play in the NFL. But you know, now I'm just trying to come in here and, you know, go to work and earn the respect from the you know, the players on the team as well as in the coaches.
Kevin, what do you think you need to work on when once you get on the field?
I need to work on everything. You know, coming into the NFL, there's going to be, you know, bigger, better, faster players. And so I want to work on everything, every part of my game I want to improve on.
What do you think about DeAndre Hopkins tweeting out last night he was best corner who he's played against? How many times did you actually cover him?
It was pretty cool. I played against him a couple years, and it was pretty cool to see that. And you know, it's gonna be real good to come in here and compete with a guy like that. You know, every day in practice is, you know, it's only gonna make me better.
Kevin, in terms of your growth spurt, when did that occur? And were you really 5 foot as a freshman in high school? Was it more 5'3"? And how did that kind of happen out of nowhere?
Yeah, I was legitimately 5 feet tall, and you know, the growth spurt just kind of came out of nowhere. You know, my mom always told me I was gonna grow, and I would ask her why I wasn't as tall as my other friends or as big, but you know, the growth spurt kind of just happened, and you know, it's a good deal now.
As a 5 foot kid, could you ever imagine playing in the NFL? I mean, you know, there is a boundary level in terms of height.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I always thought you know, I was gonna play in the NFL, and I, you know, kind of, you know, went about things in that way. So I think that was a pretty good thing.
If I could real quick, I do want to welcome, obviously we're here to introduce you to Kevin, but I also want to welcome his family who's accompanied him on the trek here, starting with Father Kevin Sr., his mother Judy, Sister Hillary, Grandmother Miss Dorothy, and Aunt June. So I think you will find that Houston's a good city and a good place, and we look forward to having you here with us. We're excited about his addition, and just wanted to make sure we welcome you as well.
Kevin, how much do you know about the Texans secondary, especially the corners, Kareem Jackson, Jonathan Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know a lot of a pretty good deal about them. You know, I used to watch you know, NFL tape in college, and you know, Jonathan Joseph was a corner that I would, you know, would check out, and you know, it's gonna be great to come in here and learn from those guys, and you know, I'm gonna soak it all up like a sponge, so I'm excited.
Kevin, obviously you're going to be playing in the defense. Over here, Dale Robertson with the Houston Chronicle. You're going to be playing in the defense.
These guys right here, you'll know their names pretty well. Okay. In about 6 months.
Hi, Bill.
All right. Hi, Dale. Hi, Rick. Good to see you again, Bill.
Always a pleasure. You're going to be playing on the defense with one extremely well-known guy, a big fellow by the name of J.J. Watt. Can you, you know, he's almost acquired a larger-than-life presence, not just here, but in the National Football League. Can you weigh in on your thoughts on working with JJ?
I don't know who that is. Sam was playing. Oh no, it's gonna be great. You know, playing with a guy like that, and just, you know, learning from a guy like that every day, being able to, you know, see his practice habits and how he prepares on and off the field. It's gonna be invaluable.
What were you doing up there when you got the call? Who did you talk to first from the Texans? Tell us about your reaction behind the scenes in the green room.
I talked to Mr. Smith, and you know, I was sitting at the table, and you know, I just got the call, and I picked up the phone. And it was the Texans, and you know, I was overwhelmed with joy, and you know, I was kind of lost for words, and just really excited.
There were a lot of teams interested in you. Pittsburgh sent a lot of people to your pro day. Kansas City, Baltimore, of course. You know, the Ravens thought they might have a shot at you. Were you surprised when the Texans took you?
I was kind of surprised. We met at the combine. I felt like there was some real good vibes there. And but after that, we hadn't talked much. So it was kind of surprising in that sense that they called me. But as far as when it happened, I definitely felt that connection when we met.
What do you think about Bill O'Brien?
good coach. I'm very excited.
Good start.
He hasn't scared you yet, huh?
Oh, God, McQueen.
Kevin, your thoughts on your growth at Wake Forest and how much Wake Forest helped your ability to get here, and just thoughts about your time there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, coming into Wake Forest, I was really, real small my freshman year. I came in, I was like 150 pounds. So, just growing throughout, being in college and being able to play against guys like DeAndre Hopkins and, other great players in the ACC, I think, that kind of molded me into the player I am now.
Why Wake?
It's a, great school academically. They have a good sports tradition, and I felt at home there.
How many ties do you have to Baltimore? Obviously, your sister's a cheerleader, but, just that city. And then any thoughts about what's been going on there with the riots and everything?
We definitely have great ties to Baltimore. Our family's from Baltimore. And, obviously my sister is a cheerleader on the Ravens. But, people seeing Baltimore in that light, I just kind of want people to see Baltimore for what it is and, don't think of Baltimore a certain way just from the, what's going on right now.
Texans do a lot of stuff in the community here, and in college you don't have a lot of time, but how important is it for you to get involved in things like that?
It's very important to me. Having an opportunity to give back, that's something that, I didn't do a lot of in college, but I'm looking forward to it now.
Kevin, right here. I'm Tanya Ganguly from ESPN.com. Jim Grobe told me earlier today that you have this confidence about you. You always want the ball thrown to you. Is that something that has always come naturally to you?
Yeah. I mean, I think I just think I'm a competitive person, and I want to be a guy who can go out there and impact the game and help my team win.
He said that he thought he was a little nervous your freshman year about throwing you in there, but you were good enough to play, and that maybe that's what that overwhelmed you a little bit and kind of took your focus away from studies until you figured out that you really needed to focus there. Do you think that's kind of what was happening with you?
I think I just made a mistake, and I learned from it and owned up to it, and I think looking back on it now, it's helped mold me into the man I'm trying to be today, and I'm grateful for what I went through, and I'm just trying to better myself every day.
Did anyone help? Did anyone talk to you about that at that time to help you turn?
At Wake Forest we had a great support staff. People, helping me get back to, going to class and doing the right things.
Bill, could you break down what you like about Kevin's game?
I think probably the thing that I saw the most on tape was his versatility. And that's the thing that I think Rick and I talk about quite a bit. Is that every position, it's really important on offense and defense to have versatility. So here's a guy that is going to come in here and compete as an outside corner. We think that he can do some things on the inside of the coverage, special teams. As you can tell right here, he's a humble young man. That's a hardworking guy. He's a competitive guy. He doesn't feel entitled. He feels like he's got to go out there and earn everything he's gonna get. And that's why he's here. And so versatility, the type of person that he is, everybody that we've talked to, and our scouting staff did a great job on Kevin. And like we said last night, we're excited to have him on board.
Rick, you mentioned last night about Kevin, kind of guy he is. Family is important. Talk about why those things are important to this organization.
Well, they're important, John, obviously, because he's a representative, first, of himself and then his family, second, and then the organization, third. And so anytime you can have like-minded people in a group, then it makes the group stronger. So, you know, we've got a sign hanging in this building that says that we're looking for tough, smart, you know, physical players that are competitive and passionate about the game of football. And I think those attributes reflect what this guy's all about, so we're excited about having him.
Kevin, what were those high school battles like with Michael Campanero? And then you guys continue to train, very close friends, obviously, and seeing him get to the NFL a little before you. I mean, it seems like he's played a big part in your life, friendship-wise.
Yeah, no question. That's he's my best friend, and even going back before high school, we played on the same Little League team. So, you know, we've been competing against each other, you know, pretty much our whole lives, and I think that's definitely helped, you know, mold me into the, you know, competing against a great player my whole life has helped me.
Kevin, speaking against competing against a great player, do you specifically remember any one-on-one situations with DeAndre? Anything stick out in your mind there? Because I have to, you know, his reputation is for a guy that absolutely wants the ball every time, and he fights for it like a DB, and you, that's the way you play. So
I mean, I definitely remember going against him, a few times, and you know, he's a great player, and. You know, it's great playing against a guy like that because he's going to bring out the best in you.
Your coach this morning said that even as a fifth-year senior, you were first in line to get on special teams. You see that as a role, big role for yourself?
Yeah, no question. You know, special teams is a big part of the game. There's three phases: offense, defense, and special teams. So, I just want to go out there and impact the team in any way I can.
I think there's something to say for that. I think every guy's a little bit different. You know, each individual has different time frame as far as their level of maturity and things like that, whether it's on the field or off the field. And I think it's obvious here right now that, you know, we have a very mature young man here in Kevin. And I do think that level of maturity definitely helps you when you make the jump from college to the pros, because it's a big jump. The speed of the game, the physicality of the game, you know, those things are big jumps from college to the pros. And I think there's definitely a level of maturity that helps you, you know, if you're a mature young man and you're able to handle kind of the ups and downs early on in your career, you're going to have a heck of a career. And we have a guy here that's going to be able to do that.
Kevin, what do you think about people talk about your size? You weigh 188. The combine, you were 6'1¼, 188. Wayne's was 6'1", 186. You don't hear anybody talking about his size. Why do you think people seem worried about your size?
I don't know. I mean, I was, I guess a smaller cornerback, I guess, as far as weight is concerned. But I'm just trying to get better, you know, at everything I do. And, you know, if weight is something that I need to improve on, I'm gonna work to improve on it.
And what people are worried about size? I don't know. I always wonder about that. You know, I think that, you know, you watch the tape, you watch a guy play football on tape, and, you know, I think he's a very competitive football player, and we're like I said last night, we're really happy as a coaching staff to have this guy in our secondary.